It's a matter of making sure the concrete that's being poured is top-notch in material. The design for the pour has been thoroughly tested. The entire area, our soft soil has made concrete a little bit tricky here. But when you know what you're doing, you're going to get the outcome you pay for. It's an investment. And whatever you pay for a concrete project should become an immediate attachment to the value of your home and grow with the value of your home over time. And they do it all to penny earn from not just, you know, beautiful stamped concrete patios and sidewalks and driveways, but they also can contour build into the landscape. They do concrete walls. Take a look at the creativity on their Facebook page. It's amazing. Videos and photos, by the way. Don't make the mistake. Well, my best friend's nephew likes to do concrete. You could save money. No, you don't save money if it's got to be redone or it's cracking, you know, in a short matter of time. Tom Latham and team know what they're doing. They're remodeling the high school football stadium in Prattville. Big project, but they do big and small with the same attention to detail that guarantees a great outcome. For an estimate, call our friend Tom Latham at 284-9292. Better yet, look them up on Facebook and see just how artistic this team of people can be. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. As we go to Chris on the phone.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. You're talking about the summit. The summit really is going to end up saying they're going to impede and encroach on your Second Amendment rights. That's pretty much what that'll end up being. The legal gun owners are going to get it, and those criminals are going to continue to keep their guns. The other thing is that, you know, we just don't have enough police officers, and that's true. With attrition and all that kind of stuff, we're losing, and we're probably about 250 officers short,
which is a
city this size is devastating. And I feel sorry for those police that are overworked like they are. But let me tell you right now, you cannot go out and try to hire police officers when your city has BLM around the fountain at downtown. I mean, you know, we know that the BLM is a terrorist organization. They're also a money laundering organization. No. We go ahead and put that down there.
By the way, in the good news, I don't mean to interrupt you, but yesterday's Supreme Court ruled that somebody could go ahead and continue their suit against BLM for being injured at one of their mostly peaceful protests.
Right. So we put BLM around the fountain that caused $2 billion worth of damage all over the country. And we're supposed to think about we're going to try to hire police officers to come here. But, you know, this is also an opportunity. And unfortunately, the city of Montgomery doesn't have the forethought to do it. As there's so many cops leaving these blue states, why don't we actively try to get them?
Yeah, that would be nice. Let's do some recruiting. Let's
recruit. I mean, go to New York. Just imagine a guy in New York sells his house, can come to Alabama, live very comfortably. At least work here for a couple of years to get his feet on the ground. I mean, I don't understand why we're not actively trying to recruit these guys and ladies, trying to get them away from these cities that don't really care about them. But
everybody that lives in the city of Montgomery deserves to feel safe. And very few do. Very few do.
Well, that's the number one job of a government is the security of its people.
Yeah.
And we have completely failed that here. And, you know, this has been going on for a little while. And like I said, with attrition, these people retiring out.
To be fair, I will never forget the day in 2007. It broke during the afternoon show on the old 1170 AM show. And Officer Keith Houts, I'll never forget his name. Hmm. A routine traffic stop gets blown away by a guy who is out and already charged with murder.
Yep.
Those kinds of judicial decisions also have to be reviewed and examined.
That's a judge issue. And you elect your judges. By the way, your elections have consequences, folks. 27% of the city of the electorate in the city of Montgomery voted for the mayor this year.
Yeah.
Or last year.
You're right about that.
And if you're not active, and we're probably going to see in this congressional thing, we'll probably maybe see 10%.
I think if it was on the ballot today, you'd get reelected today. I just don't understand it. Priorities.
Well, thank you very much for the call.
I think you represent a lot of people with your thoughts. I have not seen this much angst and concern in a long time. getting caught in the crossfire at 1 o'clock in the afternoon because punks.
Oh my God!
Have no qualms, no reservations about settling their stupid beef on Atlanta Highway in the middle of the afternoon.
Near the mall. I mean, geez.
Got to stop. Got to stop. And we're the ones that have to put an end to it. 808.
Well, we're hoping that they're getting these accidents out of your way. If you're coming into Montgomery from Faulkner towards Perry Hill, right before Perry Hill Road, we had a minor accident there earlier. Also, Taylor at Halcyon. That is a busy spot this morning, so please use caution there. And we're still very busy everywhere. I-65 and 85 loaded up through downtown Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka. Good bit of traffic there. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. McKenna Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 and Clint. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
April 16th is National Librarian Day. Sorry. Have a happy and quiet National Librarian Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Kapoya!
Day 2 of jury selection for former President Trump's New York trial. Mr. Trump, already under a gag order imposed by the judge, has been ordered not to miss a single day of the proceedings. House Speaker Mike Johnson planning separate votes on foreign aid bills, currently lumped together in a single bill, and would provide military aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Israel launching a diplomatic offensive against Iran as it considers its military response to last weekend's massive Iranian missile and drone attack. They disrupted airports, blocked busy interstates, and snarled bridge traffic. Anti-Israel protesters turned out in cities around the country yesterday, including New York, Miami, and San Francisco. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 205 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 6 points. More details at srnnews.com.
It's hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
I got in the habit of working at home, and wearing pajamas.
Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes.
Ultra casual.
They're very comfortable.
What are you going to wear on Casual Friday? Two post-its and a sugar packet?
Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit?
Sexy sleepwear.
Trying to keep it casual. Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Pajamas.
I get into jammies really often.
Pajamas.
Well, aren't you just the cat's pajamas?
Yeah, we're wearing what we slept in last night. I don't even have a robe and my shirt's coming off. Is today laundry day or was that yesterday?
I'm still in my pajamas.
Keep things casual.
In flannels and sandals. Haven't put on my pants for days now. Got the bedhead. Don't regret it. I'm not shaving. Ain't no changing now. Pajamas.
I'm in my pajamas.
Pajamas.
PJs.
I really ought to do something, but I am already in my pajamas.
All right, it is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day today. It's Election Day, it's Librarian Day, and what else did I miss? Anything?
There's a whole bunch of them today. Day of the Mushroom, National Bean Counter Day, National Eggs Benedict Day, National Orchid Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. You heard me talking recently about having Todd Clark out to the house. We had a crepe myrtle, a huge crepe myrtle, mm-hmm. in the backyard that grew and grew and grew and eventually shed its leaves into the pool. First world problem, I know, but you got to pay for pool maintenance, and it just was insane. And when Todd Clark came out to assess the tree, the first thing he found out was that it was a V-shaped tree. The right trunk was loaded with carpenter ants.
Yeah.
So it was hollow. It was amazing to hear him knock on the tree in certain points on the left side, mm-hmm. solid. The right one, it was more like, when Mo hits Curly's head on the Three Stooges. It was, kind of weird. So we had that. We had a couple of trees that were, I didn't realize it, but they were standing there next to the driveway saying,
I'm dying over here.
They're gone. And we had another tree, and I had no idea this was happening, that had grown to a point where on a windy day, the branches were rubbing back and forth on one side of the house and destroying the shingles.
Right. Yeah.
And then some bushes and some old tree stumps that the previous owner never got rid of. And
did you get some spectator viewers? When the trees were being removed?
When they had the equipment in to bring down the tall one in the backyard, the neighbors could see from both the back and, to the side of the house. And four people hired tree masters that day because they saw these guys really know what they're doing. They really do a great job. And
I didn't even see it happen at your house, but I hired them too.
That is so awesome. Yeah. And they're going to do a great job. And no matter the situation, how tricky it is.
It's a complicated job.
If you want it done right, mm-hmm. hire tree masters. Get a free estimate from Todd Clark by calling 676-3638. 676-3638. Amazing. And what a team, by the way. Watching them coordinate, mm-hmm. Especially when there's a cherry picker up at the top, sure. somebody down to catch them, and cutting it so that it doesn't fall and damage anything else. The neighbors were very, very impressed. So they not only improved the look at our place, but four other houses are looking better too, thanks to Tree Masters. Visit them online at treemastersal.com for a complete run of their services. 814.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
It's another warm, dry day across the area with a high temperature in the middle 80s. The difference between yesterday and today is the amount of cloud cover. There's going to be extensive high clouds through much of the day. So I'm saying limited sunshine, otherwise mostly cloudy, mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow I've got a strive. There is a weakening front approaching, but I think the best chance of any showers would be primarily across the northern counties of the state. So tomorrow's high 84. Up to about 86 on Thursday with a sun and cloud mix, but still dry Thursday. But then widely scattered showers will put in the forecast as another front approaches on Friday and Saturday. And better rain chances, I think, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday if you have Sunday plans. Right now, this morning, cloudy and 66 at 7:45.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Tell you about one of our sponsors that have been in the business for over four decades, and that's the paint and body business, Montgomery Paint and Body. And if you're in the business that long, in that kind of profession, you're doing something right, because I've seen a number of them come and go over the years. But our friends at MPB, they do things right. In fact, it is their attention to detail that makes them stand out, and that's why they're the best. It's easy to take shortcuts into paint and body business. They don't do that. And that's why Donnie Turner got into business over four decades ago. If I had to use just a couple of words, they're completely thorough. That's what I would say. They're consistent. They also act as an advocate to you, to the insurance companies, because sometimes insurance companies will balk at some of the things that things that have to be done to the car, that they say, oh, that's not cosmetic, that doesn't have to be done, but they'll act in your behalf, and that's where they work. Attention to detail, no shortcuts, dedicated, consistent, trustable. Tell your insurance agent you have prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your prerogative. Give them a call. The phone number is easy to remember, 27REC with a W. Tell them I sent you. And maybe they'll give you a tour of the Rich Thomas Wing over there at Montgomery Paint and Body. They will fix your car.
It's breathtaking.
As good as new. Maybe better.
Turn on the radio.
I'm listening.
That'll relax you.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
We're rebels.
We're wild, wild, I tell you. Just wild.
We're wild men.
Woo!
You seem happy this morning.
Because I'm a happy person. My happiness makes me nice.
That's crazy talk.
Then I'm crazy?
Crazy like a fox.
Showtime.
It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away, so
who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. And once again, it's the family favorite, little kid or drunk adult.
Yay!
You're about to hear a very short scenario here. And all you have to do is figure out whether or not this story is the behavior of a precocious little kid or a doddering, stupid, drunk adult. Here is the story.
I took a huge bite out of a cactus plant.
I took a huge bite out of a cactus plant.
Ooh, God.
How drunk would you have to be to want to take a bite out of a cactus plant?
I don't know. I'm leaning towards drunk adult here, but...
Again, how many times have we been surprised because the obvious answer wasn't it?
Every day, just about.
Yeah, 272-9228, we need two callers. Don't make me pull the torture music on. I know it's election day, a lot of you are stopping, and you got a little bit of a different routine going this morning.
He would play Air Supply, I swear.
I would. I would without hesitation. Don't make me torture the listeners. I mean, we have songs that are done by dental drills and all kinds of toothbrushes.
Well, there's one. We need one more.
All right, we have one caller. We need a... Because here's how it works. If the first caller in... Oh, looks like we'll have two. If the first caller in doesn't win, then the second caller will automatically win just by being there on the line. So we'll come back and play after this traffic check with Skipper.
Well, we're hoping that they're getting these accidents out of your way. If you're coming into Montgomery from Faulkner towards Perry Hill, right before Perry Hill Road, we had a minor accident there earlier. Also, Taylor at Halcyon. That is a busy spot this morning, so please use caution there. And we're still very busy everywhere. I-65 and 85 loaded up through downtown Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka. Good bit of traffic there. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. McKenna Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right. By the way, we've already passed the most stressful point of the day. It's 8:20. 8:15 is... So it's all downhill, friends, from this point forward. All right, we have two contestants to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And Cowgirl, you were the first one in, so you get to make the guess. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm tired, but I'm here.
All right, I'm going to play the scenario one more time.
I took a huge bite out of the cactus plant.
I took a huge bite, not just a garden variety bite, but a huge bite out of a cactus plant. Ooh. Little kid or drunk adult?
I guess I'm going to try little kid on this one.
All right, little kid. And Bubba, if she's wrong, you're going to be our winner. So here is the rest of the story.
I was a little kid. Oh. I was curious to see what it felt like, and it was awful. Had to go to the hospital. I can't even look at cactus plants still to this day. Yeah. It's worse than getting your wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll bet it is.
Oh.
And that's what you guessed, right?
Okay.
Awesome. Yes.
All right, so you are the winner, and Bubba, we will get you bonus. Well, actually, we can play a separate game with him. We just don't have a prize. Hang on, Cowgirl. Good work. Bubba, you didn't win, but we can give you another challenge if you'd like for bonus entries.
Is that what you'd like?
Do it. Okay, right. So here comes the story.
I got detained by the police because I was jump roping naked on the side of the road.
I got detained by the police because I was jump roping naked on the side of the road. Okay. Again, that could be both.
That's right.
You never know, little kids.
I'm going to go drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right, let's get the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say.
Believe it or not, I was a drunk adult. I was drinking like I did back in my college days, blacked out. Then, I don't know how it happened, I started jump roping in the street, stark naked. Didn't get arrested, though. The cop who saw me there, he knew me, he knew my dad, and he drove me home.
Yeah, we've all done
caught
that.
A break day. Yeah. Good work. So he gets three bonus entries in the grand prize drawing, Jay.
All right.
For sticking around for calling and participating. Right. Good luck on Friday, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a great day, guys.
Okay. All right. Up next, we have 1819 News and then our morning maroons a little bit later in the hour.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
A bill has been filed within the Alabama House that would allow for lie detector tests to be utilized within the sex offender treatment program. HB 452 is being sponsored by state lawmaker Mac Butler. The bill requires a polygraph exam for sex offenders in order for them to participate in treatment. It's designed to keep the offenders accountable. The bill also limits a sex offender from accessing post office boxes, as well as electronic media or internet access through gaming systems and phones, unless it's approved by their parole officer. A special investigator with the Etowah County Sheriff's Office, Fred Lassiter, spoke with 1819 News about this bill. Lassiter says that these tools are necessary to discover the crafty ways in which a sex offender can violate their parole and even reoffend. Lassiter says this is ultimately about protecting the children and keeping predators from areas where they can lure children and take advantage of them. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A man who was being kidnapped from Decatur by two men was able to text 911 to get police to help. The incident happened this past weekend. Police were able to track the victim to a home in Arab where they found him still handcuffed and sitting on a couch. 21-year-old Jesse Fain Jr. and 18-year-old Clayton Callahan have since been arrested. The police chief in the city of Florence is retiring after 12 years at that position. Chief Ron Tyler turned in his resignation letter on Monday and set his last day within the department for June 28th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Accident at 400 South Court Street. That's going to be right near South Court at Scott Street, right near the Scott Street Deli. Please use caution there. Disabled vehicle reported Troy Highway at the Boulevard. We're hoping they've got that out of the way. Now, we had an accident earlier, 4,000 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right before Perry Hill Road. If you're coming inbound to downtown, please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Very busy still all over the area this morning. McKenna Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean late model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your car, truck, or van at McKenna Toyota. They're at exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm with Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris. I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Our hearts, they're in everything we do. We follow our hearts. We cross our hearts. We have heart to hearts. And that's why it's time. Time to raise the bar for comprehensive heart care in Central Alabama. By combining the advanced technology of Baptist Health with the expert cardiologist of Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates, we are leading the way in the treatment and prevention of heart disease. With a skilled cardiovascular team and innovative procedures to treat complex cases and deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in the region. Keeping your heart healthy and helping you recover sooner. It's a partnership that will give cardiac patients more quality time. Time to be together with loved ones for the times that matter most. Baptist Health and Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates. A partnership that's taking heart care to the next level.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You obtuse piece of lobster.
You guys suck.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Opinion posted.
right here on this Talk 93.1 FM. We fight back.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Can't get mad about this news because it's news about dogs and cats. And here to lead the segment is Eric the dog.
Buddy. Hey, be down. It's the duck, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's not the dog. It's the duck.
Oh, Eric.
You're Eric the duck?
Hey, buddy, when you get all age big, you know, we tend to forget.
Don't ever say that again on my show.
What's up?
Buddy, I'm going to tell you, man. I love what you do. I made a good mention yesterday about Mr. Rich, man. I made a very good, valid point about that gentleman. To me and my friends, best damn weather man, he pretty well knocks it out of the park. He's within striking distance.
It's getting worse by the minute, Rich.
Hey, buddy, I ain't kissing up, Greg, but I'm just saying, you know, but I kind of got a little bit. I'm not going to jump off track because I'm at work at the moment. But you know something that really I can't wait for happy hour because I know Budell's going to blow up. But here's my point. Got to make it right now. These people that cut off the bridges and all this crap, and you of all places, you lived in Florida, Southern Florida. And to block a bridge to keep, lo and behold, God forbid that a pregnant woman or someone was in an emergency. That kind of teed me off, man. I was like, oh man, what would Budell do if he was on the bridge? We talked about this in the break room a little while ago. What would Budell do? Let's just ask him. Let's put him on the spot.
Kind of like what would Jesus do?
Thank you for that.
We're throwing you under the bus, old buddy. We're throwing you under the bus.
Well, I did want to talk about that, and we will in a little bit, but thank you for the good words on both Rich and myself. In fact, I have the story here.
Sweating it out.
The people supporting Hamas are supporting an absolute terror organization. They killed 1,400 people last October 7th, and you're out blocking traffic on their behalf? And as he mentioned, a pregnant woman, somebody, an ambulance, something that needs to get over that bridge.
Sure. Not only that, people didn't get on their flights.
You don't have the right to do that, and unless you have a permit, you should be immediately arrested and hauled off and detained for a lengthy period of time. Cause as much inconvenience to you personally as you've caused to the people that are sitting there going nowhere wondering what the hell. So, but it's got me off point here on the pet news. Did you know, I sound like Jay, 46% of cat parents do not know that they're lactose intolerant?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole thing about, like, all those things that you think cats like, not really good for cats.
Right, the saucer of milk myth.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. And in dog news, and we want this is because we like to be fair here, that dogs now have their own airline.
What? Yeah, I've heard about that, yes.
What is it called? Fido?
Bark Air.
Bark Air.
And I think starting off with the fact that they do not fly Boeing jets is a good idea. They claim to offer a more fun and humane option for dogs traveling with their two-legged human companions. Flight between New York, London, and L.A. will start on May 23rd and cost up to $8,000 one way.
We're not going in first class, Chase.
Pups are allowed to bring one human companion along for the ride during the flight. Canines will receive treats and dog anxiety blankets.
Wow.
Children will not be allowed on Bark Air flights due to tail-pulling concerns. Clapping during landings is discouraged as the sound could alarm the foofuses.
Well,
what's that flight going to sound like?
Can I have your attention, please? That's better.
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome all passengers aboard Pet Airways Flight K9. We've reached our cruising altitude of 30,000 feet or 210,000 feet in dog altitude. I've just turned off the fasten your leash light, so feel free to drag your rear end along the aisle. In just a moment, our flight attendants will start our in-flight snack service. Milk bones are complimentary, bacon strips and pepperoni are available for $3. Exact change is always appreciated. So sit, roll over, and enjoy the flight. And on behalf of the entire crew, I'd just like to say, who's a good boy? Are you a good boy? Yes, you are a good boy. Yes.
Bark. There we go. Bark, what was it called again?
He said
Bark
you wanted air. You Bark wanted air. To go to England.
Yeah.
You can take Chase now.
That's right.
For only $8,000.
No, no problem.
One way.
No problem.
836, we just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Here with more on this remarkable restaurant is Jay Scott.
Remarkable. That was good.
The Seafood Bistro. Somebody's got $20 to go over there and spend, and that'll go a long way for you. Depending on what you're going for, it could go a very long way for you. You get a bunch of junior po' boys there for the $20 that you've got. Bunch of appetizers. The amount of hush puppies you can get for $20 at the Seafood Bistro, you would be good. For me, I'd be good for a few days. For you, it'd probably keep you going for a month. $20 worth of hush puppies from the Seafood Bistro. Look at the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo. Look at all the items on the menu by going to their website. Or you can go to their spot on your delivery apps on your phone. But go to theseafoodbistro.com. Google their name. You will easily be able to find it. As well, they got some videos on their Facebook page. They put those up there daily as they're going through and making those meals and plating them up for people who are putting the orders in. You can see that delicious food there at the Seafood Bistro. The boil bags, the Seafood Monica pasta, those giant pieces of toast. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located at. They open up today and every day, Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., closed on Sundays. But you can call them at 279-7500. That's the number to get in touch with them and put an order in or just ask questions if you'd like to. You can order online by going to theseafoodbistro.com or the delivery apps as well. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Looks like we're going to be in the mid-80s for the third day in a row. The big difference today is the amount of cloud cover. Right now, it's completely cloudy, but I think we will see limited sunshine today, but extensive high clouds and a high, again, mid-80s today. Mostly cloudy, mild, 61 tonight. Tomorrow's high up around 84. There is an approaching weak front that could bring some showers primarily to the northern part of the state tomorrow, but I think I'm going to keep us dry as far as the Wednesday forecast. Thursday, sun and cloud mix, high 86, and then widely scattered showers returning as another front approaches on Friday and Saturday. This one will increase the chance of scattered showers and storms Sunday, along with a cooler day, high only in the low 70s. By then, that'll be a big change. Right now, southeast winds at 10 miles per hour. We're cloudy and 66 at 8:39.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Time is 8:40.
We have a new accident, 400 South Court Street. That's going to be right near South Court at Scott Street, right near the Scott Street Deli. Please use caution there. Disabled vehicle reported Troy Highway at the Boulevard. We're hoping they've got that out of the way. Now, we had an accident earlier, 4,000 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right before Perry Hill Road. If you're coming inbound to downtown, please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Very busy still all over the area this morning. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. They're at exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm with Jay Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We could learn that he was lying. By using modern science, everything would be explained. Even though he was acquitted, we could prove that he did it, but we don't have OJ's brain. Yeah, the justice system's failing, worse than Cato Kalin, 'cause we can't dissect his brain. And now nothing's been debated, 'cause his noodle's been cremated, and we don't have OJ's brain. The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops. Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Cap, baby!
Dust cap, 'cause you failed.
Lots of nominees to wear the dunce cap today as we look for our morning maroon nominees at 8:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM,
WACV.
All right, why don't we start in New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. A New Hampshire man facing charges after police said he shot a gun in the breakdown lane when he ran out of gas and that he was driving drunk. Here is audio from police scanners while dealing with Richard Cruz Rodriguez.
With a handgun on the side of the road, shooting into the ground, to the grassy area.
Northbound at .6, right-hand side, males outside the vehicle, wearing flannel shirt and jeans.
Happens every time I put a flannel shirt on, I get really, what is it?
That'll do it to you.
Itchy trigger fingers or something like that? We have a guy in Canada who's being harassed by somebody who keeps sending him pizza. Around $1,000 worth so far. The pizzas keep coming to his home and office. Here is the victim. Now, look, if somebody's over, doing it with pizza, are you a victim?
If you got to pay for it, I wouldn't say you are.
Oh, I thought these were gifted pizza. Well, let's find out here.
So I checked my emails and it has an order that I never ordered. So then we told them that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told them that anyone with the name Justin or Mickey, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
And now the search for Booth has ended. Not that John Wilkes Booth guy. No, this is Christopher Michael Booth. Notice how any time
they get three names.
Yeah, notorious people get the three-name treatment.
That's right.
And Christopher Michael Booth is getting it because he's been accused of stealing $1,500 worth of luxury vibrators.
What is a luxury vibrator?
Well, employees recalled him because he has a prominent tattoo. He's from St. Louis. Uh-huh. A 314. Major tattoo on his neck.
Okay.
Which makes him easily identifiable.
Sure.
That's what did him in. And he has been arrested. I don't know what the market is for stolen toys.
Right. Luxury. Luxury.
Luxury. Yes. Yeah. Luxury. What does that mean anyway?
I don't know.
What's the difference between a luxury, Bob, and a
More expensive?
Generic Bob.
Diamond studded? I don't know.
Wow. For her pleasure. Engraved? I mean, I have no idea, but there are your three nominees from a kind of a bizarre
I don't
group.
Know, Jay. You got luxury vibrator.
OJ rhymes with OJ.
You got the pizza caper. And you got the guy in the flannel shirt with the.
I'll go with the flannel guy. The pizza thing just sounds like a prank, but they don't know who's doing it, mm-hmm. So I can't place the dumb on anybody for
that. Yeah, that's true. We got to learn more about that. And that's my fault, but I had the audio.
Yeah. I hate that it's happening to him. I used to get calls. Well, my number was really close to Domino's Pizza, one number off.
Oh, man.
And so I would get a lot of people asking about pizza and stuff. That's when I got rid of, I got rid of my landline. I don't have the problem anymore.
Right.
So, but yeah. Right. I would go with the first one, the flannel.
The New Hampshire guy.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
I just got a message from Mimi Stahl. I guess John Cougar went ape last night at one of his shows. You know, he's a diehard left-winger. He stormed off the stage after promoting Biden. And the audience didn't want to hear his political opinions, but I don't know if this is...
You don't ever know what's in there.
Okay. Thanks, John Cougar. You're an a-hole. I'm never playing your music on this radio station again. Except for the Chili Dog song.
Okay.
I think I still have that. It's a really good impersonation of him. Is it under Mellencamp? I know this is fascinating, looking for things on the fly. Melikaliki Maka. No, how about...
We'll have to play one more John Sterling and Yankees win.
Yeah, we got to do that too. So much to do and so little time to do it. No, we had the Chili Dog song, but I guess we don't have it now. But, you know, I might talk to Lynn Bryan at Bryan Jewelry.
Sucking on Chili Dog.
Sucking on a Chili Dog. Yeah. Maybe it's listed under suck. I got sucking up alternative. No, Chili Dog, not under Chili Dog.
I don't know where your Chili Dog went then, man.
I know. It probably got consumed by something we transferred over. But I was thinking about talking to Lynn Bryan of Bryan Jewelry of coming up with some kind of creative thing that we can give our award winners on this show. Remember we used to, we did a thing at Baumhauer's a few years back where we had a listener of the week and we honored them and they got a
gift card?
Something, yeah. There's ideas there. And in fact, that is what Bryan Jewelry is, the house of ideas for people who just can't come up with the right item to celebrate a birthday, an anniversary, or any other occasion, retirements. There are things that come up all year long. And if you've racked your brain and you've gotten nowhere fast, visit Lynn and her team at Bryan Jewelry and let them help you out because they're so good at coming up with the kind of probative questions that tell them about the person you're shopping for and then producing ideas based on their very competitively priced and extensive inventory. But know this, if it's not in their inventory, they can put it there by creating it from scratch because they are true old world professional jewelers. You can build a watch with help from Bryan Jewelry to customize it for somebody if you'd like. Visit them online. It's very educational when it comes to gems. They have all kinds of deals there. Great items that are under $20, birthstones and more. But there's a membership option there. Just click that because when you do go in and buy something that costs $200 or more, they'll take $100 off at the register. Worth that little extra step to take. Then stop by and see them. They have grown. You know, Prattville was once a tiny little town and they were a tiny little jewelry store. Moved up to a strip mall as Prattville grew, and now they're in their own beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main. One of the longest serving local businesses in the preferred community, but as Prattville grew and their customers moved off, they still come back. Last time I was there, I was getting that ring fixed for Janelle. By the way, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. And they told me they're amazed sometimes at how far people will travel to come back and do business with them. They're great at what they do, good value, and you can save money. BryanJewelry.com to get started or stop by and see him again. 7078 East Main in Prattville. Now for some Main Street traffic and more. We go to 850.
Well, we had an accident reported on Highway 231 near Jasmine Hill in Wetumpka. Looking at the cams, we're not really seeing anything going on, and traffic's moving nicely. But use caution just in case if you're headed up 231 to Wetumpka. Boulevard still very busy around Montgomery. I-65 and 85 doing a fair bit of business through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Trenum State will host on-campus registration on April 17th. That's tomorrow at the Patterson campus. Then April 18th, Trenum campus, 8 to 6 both days. Staff will be on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovation shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids, steers, and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour. April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. I'm Not Broken Tour.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's give this a shot here. It's an old SNL skit with Tim Meadows playing OJ. It's described as a classic. So let's give it a listen here.
Now you lined up your halfback right behind your quarterback. Your tight end has been running a curl pattern. Now when Kelly fakes play action, the defense is frozen, allowing your wide open to be open on the other side, opening a hole in the middle and a seam on the left.
Basically what he's doing there on the screen is writing, I did it.
All right?
OJ, why don't you just come right out and say it?
All right. It hurts to admit this, but live from New York, it's...
All right. That was good. One of my favorite Office episodes has Tim Meadows in it, where he plays a potential client, and they take him to Chili's. And that's a long story, but it's good.
I had read somewhere over the weekend that book he wrote called If I Did It.
If I Did It, right.
Right. That was the original title. That's the title he made. It was If I Did It. However, the cover was in very big letters, If I Did It. When the Goldmans got the rights to that book and the money from it, they changed the cover to make the if very, very, very tiny.
Smart. Very smart. Good for
and
them.
And so the title was just, I Did It.
Yeah. Well, he did. He did. Everybody knows it. And the jury, even one of the jurors admitted recently, we just did it to get revenge for Rodney King. At 8:56, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, too long a well-kept secret. It shouldn't be. I drove past it last night. Beautiful building on the right side of the road. It's a functional warehouse, 60,000 square feet. Rich says they can make their own weather there.
Yes.
But what they have inside there is the best selection of furniture anywhere, of all types and styles, and at 50% off the top ticket price. So a chance to not only see all there is to see, but save money, too. Or go interest-free with a Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And to save on sales tax, it's 8.25% there and not 10%. So you save all the way around, and you have the expertise of two incredible women, Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk. Leslie is an experienced decorator, so if you're looking to theme up a room or find compatible pieces, she's absolutely willing to help you with that. The shopping experience there is great. Let them know what you're looking for, what budget you're shopping in, and they will line up the choices. Get a great sneak preview of the variety and selection at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings by visiting them online at shopkaiser.com. That's shopkyser.com for Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
By Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
How do you like this for an idea? There is a security company that's doing a doorbell camera with a device that's aimed to shoot things that unwanted visitors to your home. It's called Panic Cam Eve, and it will do things like shoot paintballs and cartridges of tear gas if you have an unwanted visitor.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
And then from the paintballs.
I'll tell you what, those Ring cameras have changed the world, though.
They really have. And I honestly think they have helped cut down on that type of crime.
Yep.
But we still have a-holes on Atlanta Highway firing guns at each other. And that's the issue that this mayor and his people need to address. Yep. It'll be a topic all day long here on News Talk. Alabama Unfiltered coming up next. Joey at noon, and I will see you at 3 after.